Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning. I guess it's our first show of the new year. So we're going to be continuing just as we have been doing. We're not really looking for the Blog Talk Radio series. We're not looking at major changes. We are making some tweaks and changes to our blog. And in case any of you have been checking the regular site, the Grace to You site, that's now been migrated over. And our resource page is now incorporated into wecanprepare.org. So we're still switching links over and everything, and of course running into technical problems. That's always the case. But we are getting that straightened out fairly quickly, just a matter of time. So we'll be able to expand that a little bit more. And what I will be looking to do is do some more cross-information and have more information about what's on the different radio programs and what's coming up on the radio programs on the site, as well as we may be mentioning more about what we're doing on the blog here on the radio. So will people learn different? Some people learn best by hearing, and some people learn best by reading. And I think pretty much all of us benefit from doing both. So we will be looking for the opportunities to reinforce what we've been talking about, what we've been learning, what we've been teaching. And I'm in that process too. You know, one of the big things I get out of this is hearing what I'm saying. So many of the things that we're talking about, because they are so new, even though they've been around for a long time, they're new to us. And I learned a long time ago, if you want to learn something really well, teach it. So it keeps you on your toes. It keeps you people asking questions. That's why I love you to go ahead and feel free to give me those questions, whether you email them in or call them in or however you want to get in touch with me, because they help me refine what we're talking about. I take your questions to God. I see, okay, what is, how does this work? This is a good question. How does these two things, are they compatible, or do we need to modify what we believe? Now, one of the things that we are looking at is, and just so you know, we're having some technical issues right now, so I don't have the chat room open, and I won't be able to take any calls right now. I'm trying to get in there, but we are having some issues with some login numbers and stuff like that. They've updated the site, and so I am having little issues with getting in. So if that changes, which it may, we may be able to get in, I'll let you know. But to pick up on our series, we've been talking about our purpose. And when we talk about our purpose, just to reiterate, just to remind you for this next coming year, it's not about our calling. It's not about lack. We're not talking about that if we don't know what our purpose is, we aren't pleasing God. And I think that's just so important to understand, that God is not out there waiting for us to get someplace so he can then direct us or guide us or bless us or whatever. Instead, he's using our purpose, which is to our threefold purpose, again, which is to get healed, learn how to get healed, learn how to overcome our flesh, and learn how to know him. And all those are relational, because we can only do those by depending on him, by going to him. So we don't talk in terms of being in his will. We are in his will. We can't not be in his will. We're not powerful enough to be out of his will. And this, of course, brings up, well, okay, then I made these stupid mistakes, or I have been running from God. Is that in his will? What about evil in the world? And to all the above, the situation is, oh, and just so you know, I have resolved those technical issues. So the switchboard is open. If you want to give a call in with a question, feel free. And the chat room is also open, so everything is now working, which is great. But when we talk about knowing his will, what we're really looking for is we want answers to questions. We want God to tell us what we're supposed to be doing. And when we step back and look at it, he's wanting us to learn what we're to be doing, not to be told what we're to be doing. You know, when you've got a child and every single morning you have to tell them to make their bed, what's your greatest blessing is when they finally learn how to make their bed themselves without being told. So in him, our challenge, our goal is that we are learning to know what God is asking us, know what God is expecting from us, know how to know him. And as we do that, as we are depending on him, as we are allowing him to move and motivate and give us desires and direct and guide, as we are learning to do that, that's how he changes us and leads us and reveals himself to us. So it's not a matter of are we looking at things in terms of, am I doing the right thing? Am I in his will? Am I pleasing to him? Those things have already been finished. Those things have already been accomplished. Instead, what he's looking at is, are you depending on him? Are you allowing him to be your guide, be your director, be your trend. And one thing to remember about, especially about knowing his will, when we talk about God, we are using our own frames of reference to know him. We are using our own, when we talk about him as Father, when we talk about him as we're joint heirs and we're part of his family and we've been born again into his family. These are all ways that we have incorporated. We come to him with our own frame of reference. And when we begin to understand that he's using a like, he's using, this is like that. It doesn't mean that that's the limit or the absolute accurate description of our relationship. You know, when, for instance, when Jesus said, I would have drawn you, you know, when he was weeping over Israel or Jerusalem and said, I would have drawn you like a chicken draws her chicks under her feathers. He's not saying that Jerusalem, the Jews, were baby chickens. And we know when he said, you know, that he's the Lamb of God, he's not saying he's a little lamb. These are like descriptions. These are descriptions about our way of getting relational understanding of his characteristics. So even when we talk to him about as Father, it's what are those characteristics that he's expressing? Now, a lot of us think of those in terms of he's going to, you know, judge us. He's going to keep us, you know, in line. He's a taskmaster. He's the one who hands out our allowance. Or he's the one who says, who does the disciplining in the family. And yet none of these are the way God thinks of us. We are bringing our own presuppositions to him. And one of the things God is wanting us to do is allow him to stretch how we relate to him. That's why it's so important to know that, spiritually speaking, you're already in that perfect relationship with him. You don't have to achieve anything or change anything, spiritually speaking. He's already given you his full stamp of approval. You're his son. You're a co-inheritor with his son Jesus. You're right on track. You're right on time. You're perfect in his sight. You're perfect in him, in reality, in your spirit. So there's nothing that is going to change that. Spiritually speaking, you can't fail. Okay, and you can't fail God and you can't be out of his will. So recognizing that, again, it's the hindrances are between our soul and our spirit. And your purpose now is to overcome those hindrances. And those hindrances are your enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, if these are our challenges, there are things that And this is what God has set us here to do. There must be things that we are to be doing that we can objectively get our arms around and be involved in. As we participate in everything he's doing in our lives, on the one hand, we see him moving more and more, and we are enticed to be involved in what he's doing more and more. But on the other, we find ourselves in greater and greater rest. We find ourselves more and more able to see things from his perspective, change more easily, more readily. Now, this is probably a good thing and a bad thing for us, because it's a bad thing because now when we realize, oh, wait a minute, these are things I can be doing, we see also that those are things that there's an expectation that it's now. Those changes are to be occurring now. This is not for the sweet by and by that we will be changed in an instant. We think that instant is after we die or at some, you know, event, when that instant is right now. You are being changed. You were changed spiritually, but now you're being changed soulically in the blink of your eye. That's as you perceive, as you experience, as you live. And so we've been looking at what, in our purpose, what are the hindrances that are keeping us from really entering into the tasks, the projects, the objective things we can do. And again, we were talking about there's bad things and there's good things. Knowing, okay, here's what to do. God is not expecting us to be flailing around, trying this and that. I hope this works. Let's try this. And then just keeping hopping from one rock in the stream to the next rock and never knowing if we're making it across the rock. We've talked so many times about if we're looking forward to getting to heaven and God saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well, what if he isn't going to say that? You know, what if you're concerned he's not going to say that? Wouldn't that be too late? You know, after you're done. And the point is that he wants you to be successful in this life. He wants you to learn how to rule and reign. That is his desire for you, and he is going to have his desire for you accomplished. So if that's true, there are things that we can be doing in cooperation with him now. So that's the good part, is that he knows we need specific and objective help. That just groping for answers, groping for ideas and beliefs, and relying on what we've been taught about faith. You know, if you just have enough faith, you know, if you just pray enough, you can get God to move. You know, and in a sense, when we think about that, isn't that what little kids do to their parents? They whine until their parents give in. You know, we may not call it whining. We call it praying. But really, it's, you know, God, we want you to do something. We got, you know, change this, change this, change this. Rather than going, God, what do you want to do here? Do you want me even paying attention to this? Now, here's the problem. He may say, yes, I want you to be paying attention to this, and this is what I want you to be doing. Then we don't have any excuse. Once you hear him clearly, you know what to do. And you recognize, you discover your authority and your leadership and your responsibility in that area. And then you really have very few choices. And those choices are clear. The opportunity is clear. To be in relationship with him, he's asked you to do this. And you know how to depend on him to get it done. Then what do? You do it. So we don't look at any longer, this is how, this is how this works because other people have taught me. This is what I'm supposed to be doing because my leaders have taught me, or this is what my parents taught me, that when things are bad, you pray until they're good. You make God listen, and you remind him of the promises, and you praise him until he changes things, or whatever. And we don't do things that way anymore. Instead, what we're doing is we're asking him to reveal himself clearly so that we can understand. Now, if we think that he can't do that, what we're saying is that God isn't strong enough to make himself real. He isn't intelligent enough to make himself real. He doesn't know where we're at. What we're saying is that there's something wrong with God. Think about that. That he is unable to make himself known to us. Now, when you went to school, hopefully at some point in time you had a good teacher. And one of the reasons they were a good teacher is because if there was a problem you didn't understand or a concept, they explained it a number of different ways until you got it. Then you had that aha moment. Oh, I get that now. Whether it's math or science or whatever, I get it now. And that's what God is doing. As he is working with us until we get it. And our goal, our job, is to hang with him. Not to presume that, okay, because maybe he's taking some time in explaining things to us, that maybe we should go back to our old ways. We want to be patient with him and recognize that whatever it is he's teaching us truth. And what he's teaching us, it's not just so we can understand. Again, so often we think that understanding something will make things easier. It doesn't. You know, so many people are in hard economic times, and sometimes that's just, you know, not necessarily economics, but emotions, fear. You know, am I going to have a job in a month? And we think, okay, if we could just understand what God's doing, then it would be okay. And odds are it wouldn't. You know, odds are understanding isn't going to change the fear, change our reactions, change our response to stress. Odds are what God is doing is showing you that there's an area He wants to heal you in. Now, sometimes there's real practical things we need to come away with from these kinds of experiences and see, okay, is there something personal in my life, in my natural life, in my soulical life, that if I had done different would have made me more ready, had me more prepared for this kind of a situation? And we've talked about that before, about making sure that we use these kinds of crises to their best benefit and ask in any area of our life. And remember, God gets our attention in three main areas: our health, our relationships, and our finances. And the reason He gets our attention in those areas is because He wants to change something. And very often, it's something that we are responsible for. So often, we are looking at these three areas, and we blame someone else. We look to someone else to fix it. If it's a health issue, you know, Lord, bring us to the right doctor. Not, did I cause this illness? Did I do something? Was I not taking care of myself? In finances, we go, okay, God, fix the economy, rather than was I being responsible with my savings, the way I was using my money? Am I too far in credit card debt? And in relationships, Lord, I want you to change my husband or my wife or my boss or my employee, rather than, is there something that I could have been doing that would have made me more valuable in this job, or would have made me a better spouse? So think about these things through the rest of the week. We'll be getting back together again tomorrow at 7:30. Hopefully have all the bugs worked out. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.